开马太福音。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew.
第六章。
Chapter 6.
我们从第九节读到十五节。
Let's read from verse 9 through 15.
找到了，我们同声一起来念。
We'll read together.
所以你们祷告要这样说：我们在天上的父。愿你们都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Give us today our daily bread.
今日赐给我们。
Forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one.
荣耀全是你，直到永远。阿门。你们老恕人的过患，你们的天父也必老恕你们的过患。你们不老恕人的过患，你们的天父也必不老恕你们的过患。我们可不可以试着把第九节到十三节啊？如果弟兄姊妹你会背的话，我试着把它背，好吧？如果你还是背不出来的话，可以看一看，好吧？我们试着把这一段的主耶稣教导门徒的祷告文啊，我们把它背一下啊。
If you can memorize verse 9 through 13, let's recite it.
我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临。
Your will be done on earth as
it
is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread.
Give us today our daily bread. And lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from the evil one.
Because the kingdom, power, and authority is yours. Amen.在圣经中，神的儿女啊，至少有几处的圣经，我们应该把它背下来。
In the Bible, as children of God, there are a few places we probably should memorize them.
在诗篇二十三篇，耶和华是我的牧者。
As Psalm 23, Jehovah is my shepherd.
在新约啊，就是约翰福音三章十六节。
In the New Testament, John chapter 3, verse 16.
我们试着念一下吧。
Let's try to read it.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。还有一处啊，就是这一段啊，主耶稣教导门徒的祷告文。
And another place is here, the prayer the Lord taught to his disciples.
上个月我们交通到前面的三个点，就是一个三个愿望。
Last month we fellowshiped on the first three points, that is the three wishes.
就愿人尊你的名为圣。
May your name be hallowed.
愿你的国降临。
May your kingdom come.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
你知道一个人的名字啊，实在就是说到他这一个人的本身。
The name really reveals about the man itself, himself.
所以当主耶稣在那说愿人多尊你的名为圣的时候，实在是说愿人多尊父的自己为圣。
So as he said, "Hallowed be your name," he's really saying, "Hallowed be your Father."
所以在这里说到神是我们的父亲。
Here it tells us God is our Father.
他说愿你的国降临。
May your kingdom come.
我们知道这一位的父呢，他有一个国度。
We know this Father has a kingdom.
所以这个国，主耶稣在那祷告的时候，愿他降临。
And as the Lord taught us pray, he said, may that kingdom come.
那从这里就说到这位的父他是一位的君王。
Tells us this father is a king.
那另外他说愿你的旨意行在地上。
And may your will be done on earth.
这位的父有一个旨意。
His father has a will.
这一这个旨意圣经里面常常用说到神的旨意。
Often the Bible says the will of God.
所以这位的父他是一位的独一的真神。
This father is the only God.
所以在这三个愿望的里面说到我们的父是一位父亲是一位的君王那也是一位的真神。
Here the three wishes tells us our God is a father, he is a king, he is also the only true God.
所以这个的祷告乃是说到像主耶稣自己说过的他说叫我们先求他的国和他的义。
So this prayer, as the Lord taught us, to seek His kingdom and His righteousness first.
所以这一个主耶稣教导门徒的祷告。
So this prayer the Lord taught to the disciples.
一面说是一个祷告的内容。
One hand is the content of prayer.
另外一面也是说到主耶稣心思中所想的。
It also tells us what his thoughts are.
所以这个祷告的内容也就是主耶稣那个思想的发表。
That is the manifestation of his mind.
在主耶稣的心思里面他说有一位的父。
In his mind he has this father.
他何等的盼望能多尊他的名为圣。
How he wishes that all will hallow his name.
尤其是我们在神的家中。
Especially in the house of God.
我们何等的盼望父的名被尊为圣。
How much do we wish the Father's name be hallowed?
让父在神儿女的中间他有绝对的地位。
That the Father has absolute sovereignty in, among the children of God.
愿你的国降临。
May your kingdom come.
那他当一说到国的时候，一面说到是个君王。
When he talks about kingdom, he talks about the king.
那另外一面说到他的王权。
It also talks about his kingship.
所以主耶稣在你们盼望的时候，父的王权可以降临。
The Lord is asking for the kingship of the Father to come down.
让他的王权可以通行在我们的身上。
That his kingship can reign on us.
那另外一方面，父有他的旨意。
Thirdly, Father has his will.
那这个旨意在天上，在诸天里面没有问题。
This will has no problem in the heavens.
但是在地上行不通。
But on the earth,
因为这个大地有个背叛的事。
There is rebellion. On this earth.
所以主就在那祷告说让他的旨意能够行在地上。
So Lord Jesus is praying, may his will be done on earth.
当这个旨意还没有通行在大地的时候。
Before that will be done on earth.
但愿神的旨意父的旨意可以通行在我们的身上。
May the will of the Father first be done on earth.
好像直到有一天这个大地通行他的旨意如同在天上一样。
Until one day, his will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
那接下去主耶稣就那个祷告的内容里面头到有三个祈求。
Then he has three prayer.
他说我们日用的饮食赐给我们。
Give us today our daily bread.
第二个是免我们的债如同我们免了人的债。
Forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors.
第三，叫我们不要遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
And then lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one.
那我们今天来看一下说这三个祈求。
So today we'd like to look at these three petitions.
这个日用的饮食
Daily bread
那如果翻到通顺一点呢、啊，就是面包。
In other words, bread.
主耶稣在这里的祷告里面说，愿神怎么样，这位父顾念我们日用的需要。
So in his prayer, he's asking this Father who takes care of us.
我们很感谢神，今天我们在这个国家。
We thank God that in this country today.
我想我们日用的饮食丰丰富富。
Our daily food is abundant.
我想我们需要的每天的饮食都过硬。
Every day we have enough food.
这是神恩待我们，顾念我们。
And this is God's care.
所以主在这里说到说我们日用的饮食今日或者说今天赐给我们
Today give us our daily bread
所以如果我们有需要的时候我们可以向天父来祷告
So if we have needs we can ask the Father
主耶稣在马太在约翰福音第六章说
Jesus in John chapter 6 says
他说你们不要为那必坏的食物劳力
Do not labor for the food that spoils.
是要为那永存的食物劳力。
But labor for the food that endures into eternal life.
必坏的食物是什么呢？乃是指着我们日用的饮食。
What is the food that spoils that refers to our daily food?
主耶稣讲这句话的时候是说旧约里面有一个背景。
When Jesus spoke, he was referring to a story in the Old Testament.
说到以色列人在旷野的时候，神把玛拉从天上降下来喂养他们。
When Israelites was in the wilderness, God sent down manna from the heaven.
而主耶稣讲这句话之前呢，刚好又醒来一个神迹，就用五饼二鱼喂饱了五千人。
And right before Jesus spoke, he performed a miracle with five loaves of bread and two fishes.
这些都是神供应我们的需要，我们身体上的需要。
That is how God takes care of our physical needs.
而在这里，主好像似乎叫我们不仅仅需要有这些的饮食。
Here, Lord Jesus tells us not only about those food.
他要我们也更注意到那个不朽坏的食物。可以存到永生的食物。
But here he wants us to pay attention to the food that does not spoil, the food that endures to eternal life.
这个食物是属灵的食物。
And that food is the spiritual food.
所以神的儿女们理当常常的来为那永生的食物来劳力。
So children of God really should labor for the Eternal food.
我们知道这个永存的食物乃是整个神的话语乃是。
And we know that refers to the word of God.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们蒙恩得救以后
，Brothers and sisters, we are saved.
我们既然想要知道天父的旨意
，If we want to know the will of the Father,
我们就应该来读他的话语。
We shall come to read his words.
父的旨意都写在圣经的里面。
All the will of the Father is written in the Bible.
所以我们要渴慕读主的话。
So we should long for the word of God.
不知道为什么看小说很容易看。
I don't know why when we read novel it's so easy.
以前我还没有信主的时候，我好喜欢看武侠小说。
Before I was saved, I like to read those hero novels.
我一天可以看十几本。
One day I can read about 10.
那信了主耶稣以后呢？一年啊，信了主一年，新旧约圣经还没有读完一遍。
But after I believed, over one year, I have not yet read once of the Bible.
实在很惭愧。
I'm shameful.
所以祷告的时候，主啊，让我能够快快的把圣经读完一遍嘛。
So when I pray, I ask the Lord, Lord.Help me to read through the Bible once.
特别有人鼓励我们好读圣经的时候
，especially when others encourage me to read the Bible.
真的有5分钟的热度，好拼命的读。
And I read it for a little while.
还没有多久又停了,
but not long, I will stop.
我们应该为那个永存的食物来劳力来祷告。
We shall labor for the eternal food, to pray for the food.
求父啊, 让我有渴慕的心来读你的话。
Father, give me a longing heart to read your word.
慢慢发现连读圣经啊, 都不是靠你的力量。
Gradually, even reading the Bible is not dependent upon your effort.
实在需要靠主的恩典。
It should depend on the grace of God.
求主给我们有渴慕的心。
May God give us a longing heart.
另外一方面，不仅仅有渴慕的心，也叫我们能够赎回光阴。
Not only a longing heart, but we can also redeem our time.
可以把神的话来读它。
And we can read the Word of God.
因为神的话像灵奶一样，可以喂养我们幼嫩的生命。
As the Word of God is like spiritual milk. It can nourish the tender life.
不错，我们读圣经的时候开始会觉得好难哦。
Yes, indeed, in the beginning we feel it's difficult.
但是你也会觉得读圣经有些很甜美。
But when you read it, you will feel it's sweet.
所以那个甜美吸引我们的心。
And that sweetness will draw our heart.
那个难可以告诉主。
And if you have difficulty, tell the Lord.
求主帮助我们，带领我们来愿意继续的来读他的话语。
That the Lord may help us and lead us to continue reading His words.
不仅仅来读他的话语。
Not only to read.
也实在能够把他的话藏在心里里面。
But also to hide His words in our hearts.
像刚才我们把这一段的经文背下来，就是把主的话藏在心中。
As we were trying to memorize this passage, we were to hide the word in our hearts.
其实圣经里面有很多很美好的话语。
In the Bible, there are many wonderful words.
有些话语是应许。
Many are promises.
有些的话语是可以光照我们的。
Many can give light to us.
那有些的话语也是命令我们去遵行。
And many are commandments to us.
不管怎样，总得把神的话语丰丰富富的存在心中。
No matter what, we shall abundantly hide the word of God in our hearts.
如果我们越懂得神的话语，
The more we know His words,
神借着圣灵对我们说话的时候，
As He is speaking to us through the Holy Spirit,
我们就容易明白。
We can under His Him more easily.
或者说神能够借着藏在我们心中的话语，
Or we shall say God can through the words that's hidden in our hearts
对我们说话，
to speak to us.
所以圣经里面有两种的字来说到神的话语。
So in the Bible there are two words about the word of God.
这个叫 logos.
One is logos.
这 logos 就是白纸黑字， 我们今天手上所拿的这一本神的话。
And that is the words written in the paper, the Bible we have in our hands.
另外一个是Rhema。
The other is Rhema.
就当我们读过的, 我们背过的, 念过的圣经,
those Bibles we've read, those Bibles we've memorized.
神再对我们说一次,
God speak once again to us.
那个话语是我们应许的需要。
That word is the word of our need.
那个话语是我们的力量。
That is our strength.
那个话语是我们的引导。
That is our guidance.
这是一个活的道。
That is the living word.
所以我们何等的需要有logos神的话语。
How much we need the logos.
那我们也要仰望神, 能够有活的rhema。
And we also need to look up to God that we may have rhema.
所以当你我来读圣经的时候,
So when we read the Bible,
你会觉得很开始的时候，那个logos很枯燥无味。
In the beginning, logos seems to be dry.
但是当你依靠的主的灵来读，
But when you depend on His Spirit and read,
慢慢你会发现神的话语会向我们打开。
Gradually, you'll find the Word of God will open up to us.
当神的话向我们解开的时候，
When the Word is open to us,
我们会看见一个新的天地。
We will see a new world.
我们会碰见一个活的耶稣基督。
We will see a living Jesus Christ.
他就是那位太初就有的道。
He is the word in the beginning.
他就是那一位生命之道。
He is the word of life.
而这个活的道就是生命，就是你。
And that living word is spirit and life.
他不仅仅喂养我们。
Not only he feeds us.
他把这个话把我们带到他的跟前。
He will use that word to bring us to him.
与他有美好的相交。
To have good fellowship with him.
这个话把我们跟神结连在一起。
That word will unite us to God.
这个道超过了知识。
That word is beyond knowledge.
这个道是生命之道。
That word is the word of life.
在我们的里面被摸着。
That we will be touched inside.
这个话里面可以安慰我们的心。
That word can comfort our hearts.
这个话也可以激励我们往前走。
That word can encourage us to go forward.
这个话也像一个光一样指引我们前面的道路。
That word is also like light can guide us to continue.
而且神的话语也像一个网保护我们。
It is also like a net protect us.
特别是当我们要偏离主的时候，神的话像一道围墙一样保护。
Especially when we want to go astray, it is like a wall will protect us.
所以在这里说，今日的饮食赐给我们。
So it says, give us today our daily bread.
一面指着物质的饮食。
On one hand refers to the physical bread.
当我们没有缺乏的时候，我们要带着感谢的神的心。
When we don't have any lack of need, we shall be thankful.
另外要为我们属灵的粮食来祷告。
Also, we need to pray for the spiritual food.
圣经里面很奇妙的记载。
In the Bible, it's very wonderful.
当以色列人在旷野拾起玛拉的时候。
When Israelites were picking manna in the wilderness,
神告诉他们是要在天未亮的时候。
God tells them before the dawn.
太阳还没有出来的时候。
Before the sun comes out.
什么意思呢？要清早很早的时候起来拾起玛拉。
Very early in the morning to pick the manna.
来拾取神给我们预备的粮食。
To pick the food God has prepared.
所以我们应该在一天最好的时候来亲近神。
So we shall pick the best time of the day to draw near to God.
来读神的话语。
To read the word of God.
另外一方面，他说六天你们可以去拾取玛拉。
Six days you can pick manna.
特别是到了第六天啊，你要收双份。
Especially the sixth day you shall pick double portion.
因为第七天是安息日。
Because the seventh day is the Sabbath day.
所以就不可以出去拾取玛拉。
You cannot go out and pick.
所以到了第六天就双份，有一份是为着第七天的。
So on the sixth day, it's double portion, which is for the seventh day.
这里告诉我们说，来拾取神给我们的粮食是每一天的。
So to pick the food is a daily work.
所以我们应该天天来读神的话。
So we shall read the word of God daily.
让神的话来喂养我们。
That the word of God can feed us.
接下去说，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。
Then it says, forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors.
那十四节说，你们饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过犯。
And verse 14 says, For if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you.
你们不饶恕人的过犯，你们天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。
But if you do not forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins.
我们这样读的时候好像说，是因为我们饶恕了人，所以怎么样，父才饶恕我们。
So here, as if it reads, When we forgive others, Father will forgive us.
我们从别的圣经里面，我们会知道说不是这样的意思。
From other passages, we know this is not so.
乃是说什么？主先饶恕我们的过犯。
It is that the Lord first forgive our sins.
乃是主先赦免我们的罪。
He first forgive our sins.
那么他来再来求天父来赦免我们，饶恕我们。
He asked Father to forgive us.
当我们经历了父的饶恕，
When we experience the forgiveness of the Father,
那我们就怎么样就可以饶恕人。
Then we can forgive others.
我们就可以赦免人。
We can forgive others.
而且当你这样经历的时候，
And as you experience,
就如同我们免了人的罪。
As we have forgive our debtors.
弟兄姊妹，实在说我们欠神啊。
We really owe God.
不是物质的钱财。
It is not money.
乃是我们欠神那个罪债。
But the debt of sin.
是我们欠了亏欠神的债。
That we fall short of God.
我们欠了，因为我们的过犯欠了神。
Our sins owe God.
你知道一个欠债的人，他的心情很痛苦。
You know, one who owes others, he is very painful.
我不知道弟兄姊妹们，你们有没有欠债过的经历
？I don't know if you have experience of debt.
我就想到我小的时候。
I remember when I was young.
或者是我年轻的时候
When I was young,
因为我父亲做生意失败
My father was a businessman and he went bankrupt
所以他就跟人家借了很多的钱
He borrowed much from others
从这边借钱补那个债
Borrowed from one to pay the debt of others
再从别地方借又还另外一个债
And from another place to pay this one
那时候还在读书
I was in school back then
我们就看到有时候放假回家去的时候看到那个讨债的人来
Sometimes when I go I see people come to collect money
我看到我父亲啊实在是无可奈何
And I see my father he's helpless
跟那个债主说好话请他能不能拖延一段时间
And he was begging to the one who collect the money and ask for delay
当我看到债主的时候
When I see those who collect money
不仅仅我父亲里面很痛苦
Not only my father was painful
那我做孩子的也很痛苦
And as a children I was also very painful
但是也无能为力
But I couldn't do anything
等到我毕业做事以后
After I graduate and work
我所能做的就是所赚的钱还给我父亲去还债
All I could do is send back my wages to my father for him to pay the debt.
我知道一个欠债的人实在太痛苦。
I know one who owns others is very painful.
有一天，我带了一笔很大的数目的钱给我父亲。
One day I brought a big amount back to my father.
去还最后一笔债。
To pay that last debt.
当那个债还清的时候。
After that debt was paid.
我发现我父亲好像松了一口气。
I found my father was relieved.
罪债得着赦免是何等大的福分。
How blessed it is when the wage of sin is forgiven.
弟兄姊妹，你知道我们欠债要还债。
Brothers and sisters, you know when we owe others, we shall pay back.
这样说免我们的债，这个免啊，就是赦免的意思。
Here it says, forgive our debt. That forgive is to throw away.
也就是下面中文把它翻译成饶恕。
And it is to forgive.
所以中文是赦免和饶恕，但是在原文里面或者在英文里面都是同一个字。
In Chinese, it's two words, but in the original text, it's one word.
所以当我们欠债或者是要求饶恕
So when we own and we will ask for forgiveness
主耶稣讲了一个比喻就是说我们要饶恕人如果人得罪我们要饶恕他几次呢
Jesus had a parable that is when how many times we shall forgive others
因为彼得曾经告诉主耶稣说是不是可以饶恕人家七次
Once Peter asked is it enough to forgive others seven times?
主耶稣说不是七次。
Jesus says it's not seven times.
是七十个七次。
It is 77 times.
有些人很有本事。
Some are very capable.
真的人家得罪他以后，他就再算一次、两次、三次。
When they are really seen, they count how many times.
你知道七十个七次就刚好是490次。
77 times, that is 490 times.
我就原谅他490次。
They say, I will forgive him 490 times.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣在用手讲的意思不是这样。
This is not what Jesus meant.
所以他接下去讲了一个比方。
So when he went on, he had a parable.
他说有一个王啊，他有个仆人欠他怎么样1,000,000 银子。
He says there is a servant, he owned his master 10,000 talents.
那么这个欠王的呢，他又有一个同伴欠他10,000,000 银子。
But this servant has another fellow servant owed him 100 denarii.
我想我要交通方便，一个是叫大债主啊，一个小债主。
One is the great debtor.The other is small debtor.
这个大债主啊，欠王欠多少呢？是1,000,000 银子。
The great debtor owed the king 10,000 talents.
而这一个他的同伴呢，小债主呢，是欠他什么？欠10,000,000 银子。
And this little debtor owed him 100 denarii.
这是一个对比。
That is a contrast.
七次就好像10,000,000银子一样。
Seven times is like 100 denarii.
70个七次就像1,000,000两银子一样。
77 times is like 10,000 talents.
这个十两银子啊，在他们新约时代的那个计算啊，就是等于100个那个 denarii.
In the New Testament time, that 100 denarii is 100 denarii.
一个 denarii 就是当时一个人一天的工资。
And one denarii is about one day's wage.
所以这个小债主欠这个大债主啊，是欠多少？欠100天的工资而已。
So this little debtor owns about 100 days' pay.
那么这个大债主欠王多少呢？
But this large debtor owns king how much?
他说是1,000,000两银子。
That is 10,000 talents.
我们要把这1,000,000两银子用那个来同一个单位来计算的话。
If you convert 10,000 talents into denarii.
这1,000,000两银子啊，就等于10,000的他连德。
That is 10,000 talents.
这个一个他连德啊，是等于600个 denarii。
One talent is 600 denarii.
所以1,000,000两银子就等于600万，好吧？600万的 denarii.
So 10,000 talents is 6 million denarii.
如果这一个大债主啊，欠网的这个大债主啊，每天做8个小时啊，他们平常都是8个小时，一天的工资啊。做一年啊，一年他们那时候是用360天来算的。
So if this servant works 8 hours a day and 360 days a year, which is how they calculate.
你知道这个大债主啊，要做多久啊，才可以还清所欠的债？
Do you know how long this servant needs to work to be able to pay that debt?
600,000除以360的话。
6 million over 360.
就是年，好吧？等于多少？
How much is that?
有没有人知道？啊，等于16,667年。
That is 16,666 years.
我想啊，只要后面有两个数啊，就反不清了。67年。只有后面的两个个位数和十位数。
Only the last two digits, 67, you can't even pay that.
我在想做67年几岁做工呢？如果
you work 67 years.
啊，10岁开始做工好不好？
Start from 10 years.
啊，差不多做到70岁吧。
Work until you're 70 years.
到了70岁以后不能够做一天了，做半天了。
When you get to 70s, you can only work half day.
就后面两个数字啊，我们的一生都没有办法还债。
We can't even pay with our life the last two digits.
16,667年的工资，你欠这位王那么多。
The servant owns 16,667 years of wage.
主耶稣讲这个时候，乃是说这位王乃是指着。我们的神来说的。
When Jesus talked about the king, he refers to our God.
弟兄姊妹，你我欠神啊，欠多少？罪债多少？你要做16,767年，你才可以还得起。
How much we own God? We have to work 16,667 years to be able to pay.
什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
代价太大。
It's a great, great price.
你只好。
You can't do it.
拒绝，没有办法。
No way.
怎么样？只好谦卑的怎么样来到神的面前。
So we can only come to God humbly.
求你赦免我。
Forgive me.
我们求你开恩可怜我。
Have mercy on me.
感谢神，这位王真好。
Thank God, this king is so good.
就赦免了他。
He forgave it.
但是当这一个大债主出来的时候，碰见了他的同伴，欠他一个十两银子的小债主。
When this large debtor come out, see his fellow servant.
他也求他赦免，求他原谅。
Who owed him 100 denarii, he asked for forgiveness.
但是这位大债主不肯。
But this big debtor does not.
他已经从神那里蒙了那么大的恩典，怎么样？竟然人家对他那么小，他不肯。
He has.Obtained such grace, but such little debt, he is not willing.
后来有人就告诉了这位王。
Later, someone told the king.
所以这位王说：“你既然不肯饶恕亏欠你的人。
”So the king said, "If since you are not willing to forgive others,
你经历了我的饶恕，你竟然不肯。
You experienced my forgiveness, but you are not willing.
所以我也不肯饶恕。
So I am not willing either.
如果你肯饶恕别人。
If you can forgive others,
就证明你接受我的饶恕。
That proves that you accepted my forgiveness.
所以这是讲到说欠债饶恕的一个情形。
So this talks about forgiving debt.
让我们这些人欠神欠的那个罪太大。
We own God so much.
所以有一天写诗的人他说什么？那个赎价。要把我们救赎，把我们反债的那个赎价太大，只好怎么样，永远罢休。
One day the psalmist said that the price of redemption is so large that we could do nothing but to give up.
你要做太再做太多的太多的事情，你都没有办法还我们欠神的罪债。
No matter how much we do, we cannot pay.How much we own God.
但是感谢神有一位愿意替我们还债。
But thank God, one is willing to pay our debt.
这一位就是他，神的儿子耶稣基督。
He is the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
所以主耶稣怎么样？他来了，就是要来寻找拯救世上的人。
So Jesus, He came.To come seek and save those who are lost.
他来了，要成为一个神的羔羊，来背负世人的罪孽。
He come to be the Lamb of God to bear the burden of the sin of the world.
他来了，不仅仅是背负你我的罪，还要除掉你我的罪。
Not only he bears the sin of yours and mine, he also want to take away the sins of yours and mine.
弟兄姊妹，当知道当主耶稣被挂在十字架上的时候。
When Jesus was hanged on the cross,
那么许多的人在那个摧残他。
Many people were there abusing him.
在那样伤害他。
They were insulting him.
在那样讥笑他。
They were scolding him.
在那样欺凌他。
They were abusing him.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣在那样所受的痛苦、羞辱，是我们是没有办法明白的。
The pain and the scold he took is nothing we can understand.
但是当他在十字架上的时候，一个祷告。
But when he prayed on the cross,
弟兄姊妹，你知道这个祷告是吗？说父啊，赦免他们。
Father, forgive them.
因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
For they know not what they are doing.
弟兄姊妹，我们会不会觉得这个祷告好稀奇啊？
Do you find this prayer amazing?
是这些人伤害神的儿子耶稣基督。
These harm the Son of God.
当他来跟父祷告的时候，应该说父啊，我赦免他们。
He shall say, Father, I forgive them.
但是他不是。
But he didn't.
他是说父啊，求你，求你赦免他们。
Father, you forgive them.
如果我的儿子被人家欺负了。
If my son was insulted by others.
他跟我跑到我面前说，爸，我被人家欺负了。
And say, Father, others attack me.
你知道我儿子会怎么说吗？
You know what he will say?
爸，你可不可以替我伸冤啊？替我出一口气？
Can you help me to revenge?
这是人之常情。
That is man's condition.
但是这一位神的儿子，他不是这样。
But the Son of God did not do so.
他好像是这个儿子跟父讲，父啊，他欺负我怎么样？求我原谅他们，可不可以求你啊？求你原谅他们。
As if he's telling the Father, Father, they insult me, I forgive them. So can you also forgive them?
所以当主耶稣说父啊，赦免他们的时候
，So as Jesus said, Father, forgive them.
他来说父啊，他们欠你的债还不清。
Father, what they owe you, they could not pay.
永远还不清。
Never can they pay for it.
所以我替他们还。
So I pay for them.
他们这样的摧残我，伤害我。
They abuse me. They attack me.
我愿意承担这一切的代价。
I'm willing to bear all the cost.
我愿意用最贵的生命，这没有犯罪的生命，怎么样为他们付出这那个赎价。
I'm willing to take my sinless life to pay for their redemption.
伤害我，我可以赦免他。
They insult me, I can forgive them.
我可以原谅他们。
I can forgive them.
现在父啊，我求求你。
Father, I ask you.
你知道主耶稣在这的时候，父啊，赦免他们。
Father, forgive them.
那是一种请求的语气。
That is petition.
他在那么痛苦的情形的里面，他说父啊。求求你，我从心的深海的最深处求你赦免他们。
Under so much pain from his depth, he says, Father, I ask you to forgive them.
是为这要替我们还债。
In order to pay for our debt.
是为这要把我们的罪除掉。
In order to take away our sins.
为这可以赦免我们。
In order to forgive us.
所以主耶稣祷告说：“父啊，赦免他们。”
So he said, "Father, forgive them."
因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
For they know not what they are doing.
如果我们肯来到神面前说：“神啊，我欠的债太多。”
If we can come to God and say, "God, I have owed you so much."
我这辈子还不清。
This life I cannot pay for it.
我就是有来世的话也还不清。
Even I have the life to come, I couldn't pay for it.
我要还你的债要16,767年。
I need 16,667 years to pay.
我永远没有办法。
There's no way.
我只要仰望你的怜悯。
I can only look up to you.
求你伸出那个有钉痕的手，赦免我。
Stretch the hand with the crucifixion mark and forgive me.
我们就可以经历到神的赦免。
Then we can experience the forgiveness of God.
弟兄姊妹，很奇怪的，就是我们对于神的恩典，对于主耶稣赦免我们的罪。
Toward the grace that God has to us.
很多的时候不是很宝贵。
Many times we do not look it as if it's precious.
我们觉得说我们好像欠神欠一点点。
We as if we felt we only own God a little.
但是人家欠我们怎么样啊？我们就觉得好大哦。
But people and others on us, we feel it's so large.
好像人家得罪我们一点点，对不对？我们好像巴不得怎么样，把他像是要把他掐住，把他怎么样，置他于死地。
When others owe us a little, we are just like this servant.
我们对着那些亏欠我们，我们都一点怜悯的心都没有。
We do not have even a little bit of mercy.
所以我们才会那么多跟人类之间的冲突。
So we have so much conflict with others.
所以主耶稣说，如果你们饶恕人的过。
So Jesus said, if you forgive others,
当你经历到世人对我们的饶恕。
If you experience the forgiveness God has to us,
在这里有多大的怜悯，
so much mercy,
多大的慈爱，
so much love,
我们就可以去赦免、同情、原谅那些得罪我们的人。
Then we can forgive to sympathize with those who sin against us.
圣经中有几幅很美丽的图画。
In the Bible, there are several pictures that are wonderful.
讲到那个彼此的赦免。
Talks about the forgiveness of one another.
叫当约瑟跟他的兄弟相认的时候。
When Joseph met with his brothers.
约瑟抱着他们亲嘴。
Joseph hugged them and kissed them.
你我中间所有的间隔都过去了。
All the problems between you and I have passed.
这是一幅何等美的图画。
Such wonderful picture.
当你来读路加福音十五章，看见那一位父亲跑过去抱着他的儿子。
And when you read Luke chapter 15, that father ran over to hug his son.
我想这个儿子是在那看猪啊，我想都身上都有猪味。
That son, he probably smelled like a pig.
我想他的衣裳也不是很整齐。
His clothes was probably dirty.
当他回家的时候。
But when he went home,
父亲看见了，走上前去。
Father saw him and ran over.
抱着他，连连的与他亲嘴。
And hugged him and kissed him over and over.
所有的话都多余的。
All the words are unnecessary.
在亲嘴中，一切都是过去。
When he kissed him, all has passed.
在这里只有赦免。
Here there is nothing but forgiveness.
在这里只有接纳。
Nothing but acceptance.
弟兄姊妹，这是一幅何等美的图画。
Such a great picture.
我刚才说的，主耶稣在十字架上跟父的祷告。
And the prayer Jesus had on the cross.
我不知道父什么时候垂听主耶稣的祷告。
I don't know when God listened to that prayer.
但是当主耶稣最后说成了。
But when Jesus said, it is finished.
他说一切都完成了。
All is finished.
他父啊，你交给我的我都完成了。
Father, all that you have given to me, I have finished.
同样的包款啊，我头一次在实战上跟你的父求赦免他们。
That prayer I had, forgive them.
都成全了。
All is complete.
这是一座中间最美丽的一幅图画。
This is the most wonderful picture in the universe.
公义的神可以在他儿子的呼求底下赦免犯罪的人。
The righteous God, under the petition of his son,can forgive the sinful man.
肯接受耶稣基督的就可以得着这个赦免。
Those who are willing to receive Jesus Christ can obtain such forgiveness.
这个赦免是永远的赦免。
That forgiveness is an eternal forgiveness.
难怪诗篇里面有一句话说。
No wonder in Psalm there is a word.
他说看啊，弟兄和睦同居是何等的美，何等的善。
Behold how good and precious are the brethren to dwell together.
当你看见人和平相处的时候，这是一幅多美的图画。
When you see peaceful dwelling together, how wonderful that picture.
所以写诗人说，它好像黑面的山日降在锡安山。
So the psalmist said it's like the dew of Hermon.Come down to the Mount of Zion.
那里有个滋润，有那个露水滋润人心灵那个被伤害的
那个痛苦，在露水底下，在神的恩膏底下，怎么样都把它摸服，把它整个都过去。
Man's pain under the moisture of the dew of the anointing are healed.
好像贵重的油浇在亚伦的头上，流到胡须，流到一起。
It is also like precious oil poured onto the head of Aaron, come down to his beard and to his clothes.
在这里，人与人之间所有的摩擦都被膏油怎么样，把它滋润了。
All the problems of man under the anointing is anointed.
而且彼此之间没有间隔。
There is no gap.
你看，就发现这是何等的香啊！有一种香气都流露出来。
How good it smells！
这是耶和华所命定的福。
That is the life. That is the blessing Jehovah has.
这是神永远的生命。
That is the eternal life of God.
弟兄姊妹，当一个人蒙了神的赦免。
When one has received forgiveness from God,
你会去饶恕那些伤害我们的人。
You can forgive those who insult us.
当你经历了这个饶恕，你会里面有一个平安在我们的身上。
When you experience that forgiveness, you will have a peace in you.
在圣经里面，这个平安在原文只有一个字。
In the Bible, the original word of peace,
它叫做 Elene.
Elene.
但是把它翻成中文的时候，它有好几个不同的翻译。
But in Chinese, there are several translations.
最基本的就是平安。
One is peace.
第二个就是和好。
One is reconciliation.
第三就和睦。
One is harmony.
第四就是和谐。
Another is harmony.
弟兄姊妹，你跟自己，我们自己跟神有没有平安？
Brothers and sisters, do we have peace with God?
罪会叫我们跟神之间失去平安。
Sin will take away the peace between man and God.
失去和好。
Lose that peace.
所以一个犯罪的人永远没有平安。
So,A sinner will never have peace.
所以主耶稣在那样赦免那些犯罪的人的时候，
So when Jesus forgave those who the sinners,
他常常说平平安安的去吧。
He often says, "Go out peacefully."
你在平安中证明你得着了赦免。
When you are in the peace, it proves that you are released.
另外，弟兄姊妹们，这个平安也要在你我的家庭中间。
Brothers and sisters, also that peace needs to be in your family and my family.
弟兄姊妹，如果你是夫妻两个人有间隔的话，那的话这个家好痛苦。
If you have gap between husband and wife, that family is very painful.
如果你有孩子的话，连孩子都遭殃。
If you have children, the children will be under the condition.
谁能够让这个家，一个破碎的家重新复合？
Who can reconcile a broken family?
回到神的面前。
Come back to God.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们这些做父母的
，Brothers and sisters as parents,
伤害过我们的孩子
，We have insulted our children.
无论如何，趁着主还没有回来之前，跟他们和好。
Before God comes, the Lord comes back.Reconcile with them.
让这个家的和睦重新在主的爱里面结合在一起。
That under the love of God, the family could be reconciled.
如果夫妻不和的话，
If husband and wife,
回到神的面前重新复合。
Has problem, come back to God to reconcile.
如果我们在神的家中里面。
If in the house of God,
主啊，如果跟人有不和的话，
if you have difficulty with others,
回到神的面前，
come back to God.
让这一个和睦成就在我们的中间。
And let that reconciliation come before us.
这一个平安是里外一致。
That peace is the same inward and outward.
不要说在这个人面前就说好话。
Don't say one thing before man.
一转过来以后就是那个人都不好。
And say another before others.
在那里批评，在那论断。
To judge, to criticize.
这不是圣经里面所说的和睦。
This is not harmony in the Bible.
这不是圣经里面所说的和好。
This is not reconciliation in the Bible.
而是能够从心里的深处跟对方接纳对方。
But from the depth of heart to accept others.
所以当我们得罪别人，或者是人得罪我们的时候。
So when we sin against one another.
被得罪了一方。
Those who are sinned against,
盼望的时候能够在主的爱里面赦免的。
In the love of God to forgive others.
那伤害的一方就是说，能不能请你在主的爱里面接纳我
？And if you sin against others, come and ask, can you accept the Lord, accept me in the Lord?
让主耶稣在十字架上所成就的那个救恩。
That the salvation the Lord accomplished on the cross can be achieved in every individual's life, in every family life, and in our service to reveal the peace.
圣经中有一句很好的话，但是好动人。
In the Bible, there is a very good word.
主耶稣说：“使人和睦的人有福。”
Blessed are the peacemaker.
因为他们必称为神的儿子。
They shall be called the sons of God.
这是神儿子的实际的表现。
This is the practical revelation of Son of God.
但愿神能够恩待我们。
May God have mercy on us.
你知道，当主耶稣在十字架上呼喊说：“父啊，赦免他们。”
When Jesus cried on the cross that Father forgive them,
是他在人生中最后六个小时之内发生的事。
It happened on the last six hours on the cross.
而主耶稣的呼喊
，But his cry,
乃是说出这一个没有瑕疵、没有斑点的一个美丽的生命。
Tells us that spotless life
在代求中彰显出来
reveals in petition.
这一个生命今天也在我们的里面
and that life today is in us.
但我们可以把它彰显出来
May we reveal that.
你知道，当一个人不能够赦免别人，
不能够
饶恕别人的时候
cannot forgive others.
我们的灵魂里面很痛苦。
In our soul, we're very painful.
感谢神，主耶稣是我们灵魂的牧人。
Thank God, Jesus is the shepherd of our soul.
他不仅仅为我们死。
Not only he died for us.
可以赦免我们。
He forgave us.
他也可以牧养我们。
He can also shepherd us.
让我们可以一直在神的和好中。
That we can dwell in the harmony of God.
第三个点就是救我们脱离凶恶。
Thirdly, to lead, save us from evil one.
救我们脱离那恶者。
Save us from evil.
弟兄姊妹，在这里，当我们成长的过程里头
，As we grow up,
主知道仇敌会来攻击我。
Lord knows that the enemy will attack us.
所以他在那祷告，不要让那一个恶者，就是那个撒旦，怎么样啊，来伤害我们。
He asked, "Do not let that evil one, the Satan, to harm us."
而且撒旦特别是碰攻击我们这个人的最深处灵的部分。
And Satan often comes to attack the depth of our being, which is our spirit.
主耶稣这一个祷告。
Jesus has one prayer.
这三个祈求。
The three petitions.
还是为我们这个全人来祷告。
It is for the complete being of us.
让我们的身体可以得着牧养。
That our physical body could be.
让我们的福音可以得着牧养。
That our soul could be shepherd.
让我们的灵可以得着保护。
That our spirit could be.
哇，这个祷告是何等深的祷告。
How deep is that prayer?
但愿神恩待我们。
May God have mercy on us.
求主教导我们怎么祷告。
May the Lord teach us to pray.
然后我们有些报告的事项，然后之前我们还先欢迎第一次来到我们当中的朋友们或弟兄姊妹们，不知道有没有来到我们第一次来到我们当中的，要是有的话，我们请你站起来，然后介绍一下。从这边开始。从这边开始。好，这边，中间有一个。这边呢？几件事情报告一下。
Some announcements.
知道，每个主日九点钟，我们在这里有那个祷告会，然后也是欢迎弟兄姊妹们能够早些来参加。
Every Sunday before the meeting, we have prayer meeting here. Welcome all to join us.
然后星期三晚上七点半，我们在本堂也有祷告会，也是欢迎弟兄姊妹们参加。
And Wednesday night at 7:30, we have prayer meeting at church.
然后每个星期五晚上也是我们各区分区有聚会，然后时间北区是在北区是在王淼弟兄家，南区是在方大卫家，然后中南区是在平山弟兄他们家。东区是在东区是在白小川弟兄家，谢谢。然后右是在这里，右是在本堂，是在时间是星期五晚上七点半，在各区欢迎弟兄姊妹们参加。
Friday night we have group fellowship and the English group will be in the church building.At 7:30.
然后我们四月八号到十二号有春季的特别的追求聚会，是陈希珍弟兄会来这里释放信息，也是，所以他特别讲的是恢复的书卷，所以我们看的是他要特别讲的是以斯拉记、尼希米记、以斯帖记。哈该书和撒加利亚书，还有参考的一本书是《走天路的教会》。
April 8th to 12th, we have special meeting. Brother Christian Chan will come to fellowship with us, and the topic will be around the recovery books.
然后时间也在这里，是四月八号。星期四晚上一直到四月十二号星期一晚上，大概有六七堂的这样的聚会，所以也请弟兄们为这些事祷告，也是欢迎邀请弟兄姊妹们参加。
The schedule is printed on the bulletin. Please also remember this in your prayer.
然后这星期清洁的是李天慈弟兄他们家和徐老师他们家，下星期是通米王他们家和曹弟兄他们家，然后不知道大家有没有其他的事情要报告，要没有的话我们就默祷后散会。